not before the not before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eyes on me and what had designed on us for glorious living. Amen. Beloved, every miracle that God did in the Bible, I just want to talk about five people. I have about 12 here. But because of that, let's talk about five people. You will find out that everything that God did, every miracle, was pre-planned. It was what predestinated, even before the person was born. Amen. Beloved, let's open our Bible. Let's quickly look at someone in the Bible. In John chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. John chapter 1, verse 9 to 3. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 tells us, it says, at the fullness of time. Beloved, for any miracle to happen, there must be a fullness of time. For anything to change in the life of anyone, there must be a fullness of time. He said, but when the fullness of time was come, we'll come back to that John chapter 9. He said, God sent forth his son. If God had sent Jesus before the fullness of time, nothing would have happened. Some people would not have received their miracle. The man I'm going to talk about, if the fullness of time did not come, the man would not have received his miracle. God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. John chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. John chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. Beloved, there is something that is called people's cause. And there's what we call people's opinion. Amen. Now, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was born from, which was blind from his birth. The man was born blind. And his disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? Amen. That is their opinion. Amen. Human cause. This man or his parents. So the human cause was saying, definitely because this man was blind, it must be as a result of sin of himself or his parents, that he was born blind. Verse number 3. And Jesus answered. He said, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Amen. Amen. So, according to the disciples, this man was born blind. It was a sin of him or the sin of his parents. But one thing is that you will know that Jesus was just passing by. There was an invisible hand. The invisible God planned the meeting of that man and Jesus. Amen. And that invisible God is the God that we serve on this mountain. It was that invisible God that made the man to be at the right place at the right time. It was that invisible God that made the man not to be tired on the day of his testimony. I pray for you this morning. The invisible God shall push you to your place of testimony. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In Exodus chapter 3, before we start praying, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, the Bible talks about Moses. Beloved, Moses would have gone to that desert for a long time. For a long time, from verse 1, he said, even God, the man was in the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Hebrew. Verse number 2, something happened with John. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire. In a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Verse number 3. And Moses, what did he say? I will now turn aside and see these great signs, why the bush is not burned. It says, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses! And he said, here am I, number 5. And And he said, draw not near here. Put all thy shoes from all thy feet from the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Verse number 6. He says, moreover, he said, I am. Wonderful now. I am the God of thy father, the God of all Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon him. Beloved, the invisible God, brought the invitation. He himself drew the invitation for Moses. It was the invisible God that prepared the appointment. It was that invisible God that made the place, that got the place of appointment ready. It was the invisible God that selected the time of his appointment. It was that invisible God that gave him the assignment. It was the invisible God that chose the path of his journey that day. Beloved, what I'm saying this morning is that we have an invisible God that will plan my path this week. We have an invisible God that will put us at the place of appointment this week. That invisible God is the God that we serve. Amen. In the life of Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1, verse 15 and 16, it was God, if you get to me, you can read it. It was God that made the donkey of Saul's father to be missing. It was God that prepared, that invisible God that prepared a place where Saul would be anointed as king. It was God that made sure that he told Samuel in verse 15 that what he was going to do, amen, he was going to do, while the man will come after the next day, it was the same God that connected him to his divine helper. I pray for someone here today. That invisible God shall connect you to divine helper. It was that invisible God that made sure that Saul became a king. I pray your crown of glory this week shall locate you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Pardon me, let us just share two more because I want us to pray. Amen. For Esther. In Esther chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, if you get time, you plan it. The Bible told us that so many maids have gone into city. King. But by the time he got to the time of Esther, he made a man, his name is Agag or something, he made the man to favor Esther. He made the man to select 7 maids from the palace of the king to prepare Esther. The invisible God made sure that the man who knew the heart of the king coached Esther to become a queen. I pray for you today. God will prepare people for you at the place of your favor. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. When we look at the life of David, it in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 17 to 20, it was the same God, that invisible God, that made sure that his father sent him to go and give his brothers 10 loaves of bread. Amen. It was easy to say, no. That invisible God make sure that he was sent on the errand. Even there are other people in the village that the father was sent. But that invisible God appointed him for the assignment. It was that invisible God that pre-planned the plan for his destiny. That God that pre-planned the destiny for David shall pre-plan your destiny in the name of Jesus. It was that invisible God himself that prepared the promotion of David. Amen. From obscurity to now light. It was that same God, that invisible God, that planned his name for global announcement. That God that planned the name of David for global announcement. that God shall do it for you and shall do it for me in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That invisible God, as long as he loves his own children, he can deal with our enemies. It was an invisible God in Esther, in the book of Esther chapter 7, verse 9 to 10. It was that invisible God that made Haman to prepare the place of his burial. It was that invisible God that made sure, because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 26, verse 27, it said, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Amen. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8, the God said, anyone that diggeth a pit for all calorie shall fall into it. Amen. That God himself was the one that made heaven, the enemy of the Jews, to prepare his own burial ground. Amen. It was that God that made sure that happened a man in the king's palace in Esther, in the book of Esther, who now told the king, he told the king in verse 9 thereabout, 7-9, he told the king, the man has prepared 75 feet. Amen. And what happened? Behold, he said 50 cubits height. And what the man was, what he was killed and was hanged where he wanted his enemy to be hanged. Beloved, God is still working. Jesus told us that God is still working and he will continue to work. Amen. He will continue to work. That God in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, called himself I am. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 12, he said, I am, I am. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, which you read, he said, I am that I am. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 2, he said, I am the Lord. That God says, even in the book of Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, he said, I am the Almighty. That God in Genesis chapter 26, verse 24, says, I am the God of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 13, he says, I am the Lord God of Abraham. In Genesis 46, verse 3, he says, I am God. I am God. That God is our visible God. In Genesis chapter 31, verse 13, he says, I am the God of Bethel. In Psalm 50, verse 17, he says, I am God. There's none that can be compared unto me. In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, he says, I am the first. In that Isaiah chapter 46, verse 6, he says, I am the last. In Numbers 18, verse 20, he says, I am thy inheritance. In Isaiah chapter 49, he says, I am the Lord thy Savior. In also in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 31, he says, I am your God. I will stop here in Malachi. He says, I am a great king. So a king has decreed. That is the God that we serve. Amen. So what can we actually learn from all these things? Is that the invisible God Jehovah, who calls himself I am, was at work in the life of those people without their name. That God is still working on your behalf. Some people will say God is walking behind the curtains for you and myself. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, we can see that these people were chosen before the foundations of the earth. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. He said, how blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He is the Father of our Master. Can we see it in them? NIV or King James Version. Thank you, sir. I'm looking at verse 4 specifically. Verse 4. He says, according as he has chosen to look out in him, before the foundation of the world, that I should be holy without blame before him in love. So you see all those people that God walked with his invisible hand, and with his invisible personality, he has chosen before the foundations of the earth. Everything that the Lord has written concerning you, and has written concerning me before the foundations of the earth, shall manifest in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In John chapter verse 16, what we can also see in them is that it was God. John 15 verse 16, he now said, you did not, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Amen. So all those people who are chosen by the Almighty God. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, we can see something in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. Amen. You can see that these people were crafted. NIV or King James Version. They were crafted by God for an assignment. Amen. He said, for we are his workmanship. He said, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has what? Before ordained that we should walk in him. So God crafted them. The only thing that we can find is that these people loved God. Amen. They love God. They love God. How do we keep and we make this invisible God work for me and work for him? Beloved, there is no man that does not have a story. Amen. There is no man without a story. But what I'm telling you today, there are good stories and there are bad stories. This one we were taught that we need revival because something has happened before. Amen. Beloved, you can call that invisible God to turn bad situation around for you and for myself. How do we keep? The first thing is, you and I must know that invisible God. We must know that invisible God. We must connect to him. We must be connected to that invisible God. Amen. I remember one day, one of my spiritual sons was saying, he said, oh, you know what happened? I don't usually have prayers at 12 o'clock, and I slept off. And do you believe something? A hand touched me. The hand touched me and woke me up. So I quickly came and joined the prayer meeting. Amen. I told him, I said, that is invisible God. Amen. That God was telling you, you have an appointment with me. The Lord, for you to keep with that invisible God, you must keep an appointment with him. A quiet time, a personal time. The Bible says, you know, walk with the Lord. Somebody walk with the Lord and was not no more. Amen. The other thing that we must also keep into this invisible God to work for us is that in John chapter 4, verse 24, is that you and I, we must worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. Amen. He said, God is a what? Is a spirit. So we cannot worship him in the flesh. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and what? In truth. Finally, God is always looking. That God, that invisible God, that called Moses to an appointment. That God that called Esther to an appointment. That God that created the place of appointment for Saul. That God that created the place of appointment for David. That God that fought for Monica is still on the throne, in charge of our situation. So why don't we call that invisible God into our life this morning and let all things begin to change? Rise up on your face. You are going to pray. Beloved, we all know that when God wants to do something, he does not need permission from anybody. He does not need permission from any pastor. He does not need permission from any general person. God will do whatsoever we do. That's why he said, he will show favor, he will show mercy to whosoever he likes. The Lord, we are not going to consult any prayer for you. You are going to tell that invisible God to come into your life and change my situation. Say, oh, that invisible God, Jehovah, even as you gave Moses an appointment, come into my life and give me an appointment today. Come into the life of my children. Come into my ministry. Come into my calling. Come into my career. In the name of Jesus, even as you give other men appointments, come into my life and let there be a divine appointment that will change my life. All those people, they kept your appointment and their lives never remain the same. Father, I need a divine change, I need a divine appointment from you. You are the invisible God that created appointment for people in order to promote them. Father, begin to tell the Lord, begin to tell him that Father, you are the invisible God. You are the almighty God. Nobody can ask you. You are unquestionable God. We say, oh Lord, Father, I pray, call me to my life. Oh Lord, let there be a divine appointment in my life this morning. Let there be a divine appointment in my children's life this morning. In my wife's life. In my calling. Let there be a divine appointment in the life of the church. Let there be a divine appointment in our lives. Let there be a divine appointment in my marriage. In the name of Jesus, time will not permit me. God himself gave Zachariah a place of appointment. Amen. He made sure that Elizabeth conceived. That God gave Anna. Anna chose the place of appointment. And God himself came into the place of appointment. You are going to tell the Lord that even if I do not know, I am inviting you to my life. Oh Lord, keep an appointment with me and change my situation. Begin to tell the Lord, change my situation for the best. Change my situation. Change my situation. Begin to tell the Lord. You cannot do it on our own. We cannot do it on our own. Oh Lord, change my situation. Oh Lord, let there be a change of situation. Oh Lord, if I do not know you have given me an appointment, let your invisible hand, let your invisible personality push me to my place of appointment. Push me. Father, let me be at the place of your appointment with you at the right time and at the right place. In the name of begin to tell the Lord, even as Moses kept the place of his appointment and he was there at the right time, let me be at the right place at the place of appointment. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, the blind man did not know that he had an appointment that day. Amen. He didn't know. Moses did not know that he had an appointment that day. Saul did not know that he had an appointment that day. Amen. But Jesus told us something. Because we have a better, we operate under a better covenant. He says, my Father is there to walk, and I also am still walking. You are going to tell the Lord that, Father, let me locate my place of appointment with you. This week, let me locate my place of appointment with you. Father, give me the silent spirit to locate my place of appointment with you. Let me locate my place of appointment with you. Father, let me locate my place of appointment with you this week. In the name of Jesus, Father, give me the discernment to know, to locate my place of appointment that will change my life for the best. Let me locate my place of appointment this week. In the name of Jesus, you are the invisible God that is still at work. Father, you are the invisible God still working on my behalf. Father, continue to work. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let's bring us our tithe and our offering. Amen.